USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The front runner in the field of Democrats running for the White House, Joe Biden, was the target last night of many of the questions and comments from fellow candidates at a debate in Detroit. Here's New York's Mayor Bill de Blasio talking to Biden.
So did you say those deportations were a good idea? Or did you go to the president and say, this is a mistake, we shouldn't do it? Which one?
I was vice president. I am not the president. I keep my recommendation in private.
That drew this from Senator Cory Booker.
Mr. Vice President, you can't have it both ways. You invoke President Obama more than anybody in this campaign. You can't do it when it's convenient and then dodge it when it's not.
A pilot of a Navy jet that crashed in California's Mojave Desert still missing. Seven people on the ground were injured when the jet crashed. The Super Hornet went down during a routine training mission. This is USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission license number DC 83. Service may adversely affect the individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action. Not a loan company.
President Trump wasn't thrilled at the rate cut announced by the Federal Reserve yesterday, saying the market wanted to hear that the Fed was beginning a lengthy and aggressive rate cutting cycle to keep pace with China and other countries, when in fact the central bank only lowered its benchmark rate by 0.25%, and the Fed Chairman Jerome Powell indicated this was not necessarily the beginning of any series of cuts. He said the decision was designed to simply keep the economy on track.
It is intended to insure against downside risks from weak global growth and trade policy uncertainty, to help offset the effects these factors are currently having on the economy.
First-time claims for unemployment benefits up last week. The Labor Department says 215,000 Americans or so filed initial claims, 8,000 more than the previous week, and about 8,000 more than what analysts had been expecting. And this is USA Radio News.
Here's a great deal on MyPillow. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, type in promo code USA, you'll get two MyPillow premium pillows for $69.98. Now, that's only $34.99 a pillow. You will not get that price anywhere retail. It's the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. And like all MyPillow products, 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, use my promo code USA.
Florida and Texas now have the dubious distinction of being the states with the most pediatric vehicular heatstroke deaths in the United States this year. This after a two-year-old was found dead in a van parked outside of a South Florida daycare center on Monday. Police say the little boy was in the vehicle all day. While temperatures outside were in the low 90s, his death is the 24th of its kind in the country so far this year. Capital One is being sued in federal court over that recent data breach. Morgan & Morgan saying they're extremely concerned that the hacker put the information on the dark web. The breach was announced a few days ago, with Capital One saying about 140,000 Social Security numbers were compromised, as were about 80,000 linked bank accounts. A Seattle woman's in custody as the alleged hacker. No big winners in last night's Powerball drawing, so the jackpot, which had been set at $88 million, will now rise to at least $102 million for Saturday's next shot. That would put the cash value at $66.5 million. And a 79-year-old Ohio woman gets a second chance after being given a jail sentence for feeding stray cats. Nancy Segula was given 10 days in jail for breaking a local ordinance, but a judge is now ordering that she get another day in court to hear all sides of the story. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.